this is Robert.
Hey, Robert, it's Pete from Cardiff. I was on another call.
Hey, no worries. How you doing, dude?
Good, good, man. Yeah, so I got that file for you, the Oliver Charting, or Charter.
Yeah, Oliver, the Branch
Olive
Charter?
Branch, Olive Branch Charter, yeah.
Olive Branch, yeah. So, this is what I was going to suggest. Yeah, I did financing for him and his grandfather a couple years ago. I'm not sure if you mentioned that.
Yeah, he did. He couldn't remember who he worked with.
No, no big deal. I'm not even worried about that. But the way when I spoke to him earlier, he had told me that his credit was a little questionable and everything. A way of making it easier for somebody like this to get financing, that way you know for the future, is if he did financing with somebody in the past, and even though he wasn't involved in the business, he was still a co-signer. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send it to FIMPAC, the one we did with the last time, the financing. Let me see, when did we do that one? What was his name? Funded.
It was G&L Tours was the other company.
G&L,
Gary and Larry.
G&L or J&L?
He told me G&L. It could be different.
J&L.
It's J&L. Okay, there you go.
Joe Twilley, yeah. So I found it. So that company had 25 years in business. I don't even think we did financing for that much. Let me see, deal parameters. So
it's like 20 or 30, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 25,000. So the way of making it easier and more enticing for a lender is if that other company could essentially cross guarantee for this company. And since he was kind of involved, it shouldn't be that much of a problem. So what I'm going to try to do first before I submit the co-signer, I'm going to see if FIMPAC will accept it that, hey, like, he's branching off, he's doing it on his own, but the one that he did financing with previously, I'm not sure if you guys have already done this, is willing to cross guarantee for this transaction now. And since that business has been established a lot longer, it probably got a decent rate when we got him approved. It got a 20% rate, which is not bad, and that was 2 years ago. So I'm guessing if everything stayed the same, we should be able to get an approval without using the cosigner at this time. But I'm not sure exactly what you guys have done at this point. Did you just submit it with...
I haven't submitted anything yet. Dennis told me, you know, when the credit came back in the 500s, mm-hmm. he told me, he's like, just get a cosigner for now. So I had that done and got that app. I think I sent it your way also.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much where we're at. Hasn't been submitted anywhere. As far as Dion Oliver knows, you know, we're going to do it with a co-signer at this point. If you want to give him a ring, kind of tell him the alternative situation, or maybe you want to reach out to FinPAC first.
Yeah. I'm probably going to reach out to FinPAC first, see if they'll consider it with just him on his own. I'm not sure, just depending on how they paid their previous transaction. If they paid well, they might do something. If not, well, at least we have the cosigner as a backup.
Backup,
plan.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, there's no point in involving another cosigner if you already have
to. If you don't have to.
Involved.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So that was my whole thought process behind this. So I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, it just, like I said, there's no point in getting a cosigner involved if we really don't have to.
Perfect, so, yeah. These equipment deals are definitely a little bit more nuanced than, you know, your working capital. Like, it's a lot more black and white.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. There's a lot more involved, a lot more, like, finagling here and there. But once you understand what each individual lender is looking for and what they want, or once you specialize in one particular equipment, it just makes it all that much easier for you. Like, for me, doing titled equipment is super, super easy because I've been doing this for a long time. Other people hate doing title, and it's like, for me, I'm like, wow, it's
yeah,
like,
because you know, the more you know on the front end, say like, hey, I'm gonna mm-hmm. need, you know, the quote, and I'm also gonna need the title for the vehicle. If you can start getting this together, like, the more you ask for on the front end, it just goes so much smoother than rather just like, okay, let me get your app in. Oh, then we need this, then we need that, and you know, it's been 2 weeks and they're still not having approval. I've been there. So, appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Yeah, if you have any questions, by all means, even if it's the simplest question that you might think of, just feel free to give me a shout, shoot me a text message. I'd be more than happy to help out.
Yeah, yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And I'll keep you posted on this, and if we get an approval, I'll definitely try to at least take out to lunch or something good, dude.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Rob. All right.
Not a problem.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. Bye.